The wheat crop is ahead of schedule across the state and battling drought stress. Because of the dry conditions, diseases have been slow to develop in most areas of the state, but at the same time, it brings less potential wheat yields. However, we were able to receive some needed moisture across parts of Kansas, but at this point, most of the wheat yields have already been determined. As you know, the wheat streak mosaic virus has been an epidemic the last couple of years, especially if volunteer wheat is not managed and controlled. The wheat curl mite is the insect that spreads the virus with volunteer wheat as the primary host. However, our K-State Extension Plant Pathology Lab has not received near as many wheat samples this year with the wheat streak mosaic virus. All issues and concerns for the wheat are certainly the drought and freeze injury. I've received several calls on the wheat condition around north central Kansas, and unfortunately, because of the isolated rain showers, the condition of the wheat is all over the board. As mentioned earlier, wheat is developing way ahead of schedule and is very short, with some fields in the boot stage are almost heading. So producers will need to be making some very difficult decisions on their wheat fields in the near future. Another disease that starts showing up about now is leaf and stripe rust. K-State Extension Plant Pathology Lab received their first observations and samples of very low to trace levels of stripe and leaf rust in Kansas last week from southern Kansas in Sumner County. Even though we're still pretty dry in some areas, we suggest that you continue to scout and monitor for wheat diseases and let me know if you find any wheat streak mosaic or rust out in the field. K-State Extension is also a part of a regional tracking site for the wheat rust development and can be found at wheat.agpestmonitor.org/stripe-rust. On Thursday, May 21st, we will be hosting a tour of our wheat plot locations in Jewell, Mitchell, and Smith counties with approximately 25 wheat varieties in each of the demonstration plots. For specific times and locations, visit our website at postrock.ksu.edu. Our 2026 K-State Extension Postrock District Wheat Cooperators include Jason Ryan and Justin Angleton from Jewell County, Mike and Gregory Jordan, Mitchell County, along with Art Bedford for Smith County. We certainly would like to thank these cooperators and recognize them for their continued commitment to our K-State Extension Postrock District Wheat Demonstration Plot Program. If you have more questions on your wheat or would like to volunteer for a wheat demonstration plot, stop by or give me a call at any of our Postrock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Extension Postrock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.